If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yesterday, we didn't joke. We wondered if you actually did die on the air. If you eat this hot dog...
This would take hours to kill me.
Again, top, as so. The AI overview described, the 8 to 10 hour range is what they call bacterial growth heaven.
All right, here's what I'm going to tell you. It smells good.
You're going to ruin your night, man.
It smells really good.
9 hour old hot dog left at room temperature.
It has
a significant number of bacteria present.
It doesn't talk about whether it's been wrapped up or not. It's not just been left out in the air. Okay. These dogs have been wrapped.
They say the longer the food stays in the quote-unquote danger zone. It's in the danger zone, Nick.
I live dangerously. People say Nick Wilson lives dangerously.
You're hardly bungee jumping right now, but in my eyes, you're living pretty recklessly.
You gotta understand this. The bun here is still very. It's got some bounce to it. It's a bouncy bun.
Okay.
And the dog itself smells. You want to smell this dog?
I don't want to smell that dog.
Smells like a very good dog right now. This is calling to me.
You're gonna raw dog it.
Yeah, there's no onions here.
Won't let me get it in.
If there were sautéed onions or even raw onions, I'd just...
Is that your only topping that you put on a hot dog? Do you ever go ketchup, mustard, or anything like that?
It depends. I'll even do a little cheesy sauce on it if I'm feeling really randy.
I saw on TikTok this guy trying to teach you, if you're at the ballpark, what you need to do is put whatever condiment you want on it, like just spray ketchup across, let's say, and then you twist the dog over, and then it saves the mess. It saves the mess. Yeah.
Okay.
And so then you can just wrap it up and then you can just go to your seat.
I think it's time.
All right, go for it. You seem happy. He seems really happy eating it. But I'm very fearful of just what you just did there.
This is a good dog.
You're going to ruin your night, man. You're going to ruin your night.
We're a really good dog.
I really hope. It looks like a very nice Sugardale dog has a different color than what you currently are showing me right now.
It's a little gray.
Yeah, it's a little gray.
I think that's lighting. We get some here.
It's always the lighting. Yeah.
There, I held it right up under the lighting for Keith if he wants to take this.
I don't know about this. You're just going to ruin your Friday night. How's it taste?
Really good.
Really good?
Yeah.
I have no guilt. I have only enjoyment.
Good dog.
Yeah, good
dog.
I feel
like Andy Baskin right now.
Well, that would involve you throwing the dogs at some point.
I meant eating on air.
Oh, okay. Miscommunication, I guess. I'm glad you're enjoying your hot dog. I would never, but I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Mm. A little hint of something on that last one.
Yeah.
See, it was like
shame and regret?
No.
Is it bacterial heaven?
Ugh. It's heaven of some sort.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, get yourself some water or something. Wash that down.
That'll wash those bacterias down. I got to tell you, that was good.
I'm sure.
I was going to just eat the whole thing right on air, but I was like, I'm going to leave you out to dry. And you're just describing a fat man eating a hot dog on the radio. And usually we serve that for like OnlyFans or something like that.
Although July 4th, they do celebrate that in the hot dog eating contest.
Yeah, I think that's a gimmick. All right. You're not really enjoying the hot dog. All right. You dunk it in water. It's about the, like, I want a hot dog contest where you slowly eat dogs. Like, And that sounds,
you gotta, there's like a savor.
Yeah, you have to savor each bite of the hot dog instead of just. That's what they sound like. I've been next to Joey Chestnut while he is housed. While he has housed hot dogs.
When did that happen? In Charlotte?
In Charlotte, yeah. He beat me. We're going to see who could eat 12 wings quickest. And I'm like, I'm not beating this guy. I'm not going to play into your fat motif. So I ate it as slow as I could.
The wings this was. So the not wings. Hot dogs, wings.
Wings, yeah. And then afterwards, the next party trick was they brought out like 20 hot dogs and he wolfed them in like seconds. And I was like.
Were you impressed or disgusted in real life?
Yes.
Both at the same time.
You can be both. Yeah. Those sound contradictory. I was both. I just was like, why? We wasted those hot dogs. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they didn't do anyone any service, right? I'm not going to cry for the people that maybe would have ate those hot dogs. I guess it just is what it is. Like, that's like the line growing up. Everyone's like, oh, you need your food or else we'll send it to these kids in Africa. And it's like, you're not sending the hot dogs to the kids in Africa.
Which, but see, DC saying, woke up feeling dangerous. Could be a new take on an old t-shirt.
Yeah, you are the real Evel Knievel of this show.
I'll eat an old dog. I'm not afraid. I'll eat an old hot dog. All right, 216-474-0092. Did I just add 20 years to my lifespan eating a now 10-year-old hot a 10-day old?
We're adding
hot dog.
We're adding years now.
Is it adding or taking away?
You don't like.
There's like powers in the hot dog and the bacteria to add.
All those drugs Keith Richards did clearly extended his life because they like pickled him. I think Keith would probably already be deceased if not for the copious amount of booze and, you know, other things he consumed.
So you turn into Pickle Nick?
I will be Pickled Nick. Yep. All thanks to hot dogs.
Alrighty then.
Now, Channing Frye was on with the Morning Boys yesterday as we do stare down Game 2 Pacers-Knicks tonight in New York. Weird feeling to be rooting for the Pacers, but man, do I love watching New York Knicks fans squabble and just live in their own fears. But Channing Frye was on with the Morning Boys yesterday, and he was asked, and now that we're confirmed to have our seventh new champion in seven straight years, whether that is a good thing for the NBA.
I think it's a great thing. It shows you can win different ways. Like, Indiana does not play like New York. And Minnesota, for sure, does not play like OKC. But the fact that Minnesota can trade Karl Anthony Towns away and he be just as good as Julius Randle, who basically took all of last year off. I mean, it's amazing. Look at Indiana. Like, nobody would have thought Indiana would make it here again. Look what they built. Tyrese Halliburton is the most unsuspecting star in our league. He'll give you a game where he has 4 points and they win by 16, or he'll have 40 and make the game winning shot at the end of the game over a defensive player of the year. And so, you know, and then the Knicks, you look at Brunson and what they've done of really just going all out for their starting unit and saying our five can beat any of your seven, and it's worked. It's about coaching, it's about energy, so you have a star power, and you have physically dominant defensive and offensive players that are very skilled on all three levels.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you look at the run we're on right now, the next longest run is the mid-70s, where we had a bunch of different champions in the mid to late 70s. This makes this, you know, seven different champs in 7 years. I know it's different. And so anytime something's new or different, we immediately have to go to, it's not good. I think the idea that there's a lot of different organizations out there that think that they can win a championship right now, where we've gone from there were three to five teams on any given year that truly had a chance to win,
yeah,
to now, I mean, we can talk maybe 10 teams, a third of the league winning. It's new, so it might take time for fans to understand it. And I hope that it actually is the thing that bucks back on ring culture, which is ridiculous and insidious and has ruined a lot of sports talk. I think this absolutely is a good thing, and I think it's going to bear fruit that this is a good thing for the NBA.
And the reason why I like it is that it doesn't feel like it's what baseball is yet. And I love baseball, you know I do, but the idea that an 84-win Cardinals team can go ahead and win the World Series has never been something that I think is a feature of Major League Baseball. Like, get in and you have a chance. It doesn't feel that way right now with the NBA. Heat got in, nobody thought the Heat were going to go and win the NBA championship this year. Like, there still is enough of a reward system attached to you being a high enough level of a team in order to have success.
Yeah, it's parity, but it's still rewarding teams doing things the smart way. Now, and I do wonder if that's going to change with the restrictions of the second apron, whether you are going to see teams start to act more desperately and that's going to chase teams away from winning a championship. But that might just open up another opportunity for a team like Cleveland if they make really, really smart, thoughtful moves from here.
I do wonder how, like us, for instance, how we're going to deal with the idea that your windows are going to be shorter and shorter. And so you're going to have a full on, like, hey, this was a 5-year stretch where we won a lot of games and we did a lot of things. And then you got a couple years, we have to go back to the drawing board. And then you get to kind of regroup and get after it again.
Yeah, I think there's going to be, so I think it's like you're going to have like 3-year bursts, and then there's going to be like an advance and retreat. It doesn't mean you're going to go to the lottery necessarily, but I think I could see a lot of teams going, all right, we built this core four, you know, it's similar to what the Cavs did. We're going to subtract one and one bench player and hope our drafting carries us through.
Yeah, no, it's interesting. And like, even just looking at like this playoffs, I saw someone earlier today went through the starting five for each team, and the amount of guys that were drafted on each team outside of the Thunder, very tiny. Not a large number, which historically is not typically how it goes either.
Yeah, I think that's going to be an interesting thing. I do think that some of the superstar movement is antithetical to team building, meaning I'm not even just talking about the obvious of like, hey, trade five first rounders and three good players for 97-year-old Kevin Durant. I just mean like I think there's something special about homegrown teams. And I do think that if we had wiggle room here, I think one thing that would be, if you either drafted guys in the way that the Cavs have drafted Darius and Evan, or you just made really smart, articulate trades for them like you did certainly with Jared and even with Donovan, I do think there might, like, you might have to find some wiggle room here, because I think there's some value in teams playing together for multiple times, meaning for like a 5-year stretch, a 6-year stretch, as opposed to what's going to feel like a 3 or 4 year stretch.
Yeah, I just wonder if that goes away just a little bit. There's a couple things that go into that, right? Like, even the idea that in the past couple of years, you watch Dame get traded to Milwaukee, you watch Donovan get traded here to Cleveland. Like, NBA players aren't so much. It still exists, but it's not so much we have to go to the big city or nothing. And so I think it's helping out the wide range of teams that are involved here too.
I also don't expect this to continue on just as is. Like, I would be surprised if we got to 10 different champs in 10 years. I do. At some point there will be like another course correction, right?
You'd think so. Yeah, I mean, it typically works that way. But if we're in this stretch where, like, the Thunder, I think, are going to win the title this year. Can you agree with that?
Yeah, and I think they would have a good chance to win next year.
I was going to say, what's going to change with their prospects? Because they have such a young, really formidable team. Next couple of years seems like they'd have the right pathway to it, unless you just believe that some team in the East is going to be better.
Yeah, well, I think it does leave open to health. It leaves open to a team like San Antonio.
So that's a good point, too. Now, because if you look at it like with SGA, if SGA gets injured, all of a sudden they're done. That's it.
Yeah.
The injuries in the NBA have never been at the rate that they are right now.
Well, and the injuries might force you to trade for another player around SGA to take some of the load off SGA. If, like, let's say Chet Holmgren doesn't continue to develop as an offensive side of the ball player. If he's just a really good two-way player, dominant in some accord, but not dominant the way people thought he was going to be.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like, I do think it's good. I worry that the Cavs have already missed their window. And like that is the fear. Or even after next year, if you don't win next year, I'll start to worry. Like, hey, is it time to do the retreat part of advance and retreat?
Yeah.
Which is not a place I want to be this early, but
I know it's good, Nick. It's got to be good because there was years for years on end. You knew in October who was playing in the NBA finals. There's no way that's good.
Well, but this is the other extreme. And I just think it's going to be interesting to see. Like, I do think this is part, by the way, this is part of the how do you find the next superstars. Having different guys that end up winning a championship every year is one way to do it. Especially, like, this could be the year of anointing Ant or SGA or Tyrese Halliburton. Like, I don't think Jalen is truly that kind of player, but yeah, certainly. Like,
well, okay, you bring up Jalen. I think Jalen is something we need to study as well. Jalen's the first big-time NBA player in a while that said, I'm going to take $115 million less.
He's also an undersized guard, and he's their best player. That'd be an interesting thing to study as well, given Darius and Donovan and everything else going on there.
Well, but in the age of LeBron, where LeBron was like, everyone must take as much money as they possibly can, he had an extension last year, and he said, I'm going to take $115 million less because I know I want to support the group around us and give us the best chance. And look at what it's done. It's paid off dividends.
Is seven champs in 7 years good for the NBA? In case we missed it, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.